So the message, I had to cut the message short because I was at my destination. But anyway, and I'm limited on my time, my lunch break. And so I cut the message short. What was I saying? The path has already been walked primarily by Jesus. Secondarily, other people have walked the path before you. It's already been. Your parents, your grandparents, your coworkers, your boss, your mentor, your whatever has already walked the path before you. Everything you face off with has already been before it appeared to you. And you know it's true because the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. So if it's already been prepared, it's already been solved, it's already done, it's finished, why are you living in fear? Why do we live in fear if it's already prepared, it's already solved? Jesus is a Savior from yesterday, today, forever. All problems have a solution. Just using logic, let's say your motor blows up, you can go get a new motor, put a new motor in. If you don't have a motor, go take, ride a bike. If you don't have a bike, take the bus. Hitch a ride, take an Uber, whatever. Most of the problems that don't have a solution, we created ourselves. But even then, even if we create a problem, a lot of times there's still a solution. Unless it's just to the extreme, you know. Somebody does something really crazy. There's a solution, but it's not going to be a pretty one. If it affects other people in society, there's a solution. They put you in jail. But they still feed you, right? You still get some bread and water while you're in jail. The solution to take you out of society because you messed up pretty bad. If there's a problem, the solution's already been. Why? Because the path has already been walked. Jesus walked the path for every human being. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to hide this truth. Because if you think like this, you're thinking with an eternal mindset. You're not thinking according to setting your affections below. See, most of the people who are obsessing, troubled, worried, where's their mind? It's on the problem and not the solution. It's on the time frame and not the eternal time frame. It's in the now. Like, instead of the, you know, living in the now is living in the eternity, but I'm saying they're worried about the present moment instead of seeing the big picture. And if they looked at the big picture, they would see that at the present moment, the same eternal truth is happening at the present moment. If they can live in the now, they would be set. But they're living in the now, worried about the future. You understand? Instead of living in the now, being in the now, trusting God, they're living in the now, worried about
the
future.
In a quarter mile, use the right lane to take the I-73 south ramp to I-40 east, I-85.
They're living in the now, worried about the future. Or living in the now, worried about the past. I don't know why it's taking me this way. Let's just trust the GPS.
Use the right lane to take the I-73 south ramp, then merge onto I-73.
Let's see why. Oh, okay. I was looking at it wrong. So by trusting the GPS, it cleared up because I was thinking it was taking me around a loop, but it wasn't. All right, so if you live in the now, that's great. But most people are so focused on the future or the past, their present moment got them all upset. But if you think in the eternal mindset, every moment is the eternal mindset. In the now, you think eternity. So I'm going down the highway. If my tire breaks, I mean, if I get a flat tire, I just pull over the side of the road, put the spare on, boom. Whoever built the car put a spare tire in the trunk because they were prepared. But if you take the spare tire out, you're not prepared, pre-cut. You could actually start an app just repairing tires on the highway and be a millionaire. Seriously. If you prepare an app for people that people forget to prepare for, they leave the house and they forget their key or something. So you make a lock that if you forget to lock your house, you can, or you can have a lock where you can get in without a key or something like that. My point is, if you make an app that's preparing people for a problem they forgot to prepare for, whether it's a meal or whatever it is, then you can get rich. If you prepare, you're covered. But even if you don't prepare, somebody else is already prepared for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? It might cost you a little bit of money, but you know. The solution's already there. I don't know why it's taking me this route, but we'll see. We'll see how it happens. I kind of got off track because I was worried about I wasn't speaking right. So, almost got probably confused some people on. So a lot of people, when I said they're thinking in the now, what I'm saying is they're just worried about the present problem right at that moment, instead of looking at the solution that was already prepared before the foundation of the world, that was already prepared before they made that car, was already prepared for you needed a job, was already prepared when you needed the bus ride, was already prepared when the doctor went to school and learned some knowledge about your health issues, was prepared.
In 2 miles, take exit 97A for I-85 Business North, US 29 North toward Greensboro.
Prepared before people did, they did experimental exercises on the food. So a lot of the stuff they're trying to hide. Your forefathers already did the experiments with what food to eat. And we're still learning stuff, but there's always a solution. Worst case scenario, food-wise, you can fast. Health-wise, do some fasting. We know the answer is more sleep, more water, no less sugar, and fasting. We know those are the answers. We know it. You know what I just said without even knowing it. You don't need to have a degree. You don't need to be a doctor. More water, more sleep, less sugar, and fasting. Not eating every 5 minutes. Don't eat so many snacks. You already know that's the truth. You don't even need to be a doctor. So it was prepared for you. What I just said, in your heart of hearts, you already know.
In half a mile, take exit 97A for I-85 Business North, US 29 North toward Greensboro.
So a lot of these truths you already know. I'm just reinforcing. I'm just bringing them back to the surface. They're hidden deep down. It's encoded in the language. Every person is per the Son. Jesus is the Son, and Jesus made a way before the foundation of the world, and he already walked the path.
Take exit 97A, then merge onto I-85 Business Loop North.
Jesus walked the path. And Jesus, because everybody is per the Son, I'm unfolding it for you. So, because I know it's hard to see what I'm saying unless somebody does it for you. So if Jesus walked the path for every human being, you might say, well, how? Because he's a person before the foundation world, and you are a person. So he already knew all the possible quantum. Jesus already prepared for all the quantum possibilities that a human would face. And so when God decided to make a human as a out of a water vessel. He already prepared.
In 2 miles, take exit 35C for Rehoboth CH Road toward Vandalia Road.
God knew the devil would come up with chemtrails. God knew the devil would come up with certain vaccines to try to kill you. God knew these things. So God had already prepared to make you into a water vessel. Certain things like radiation and certain things like poisons, you know, it's going to kill you instantly. But they would be found out pretty fast. But a lot of these stuff, they have to do it to try to take the human out. They're trying to do it with in stealth. But he prepared the body in such a way that it can recover. Your pancreas renews itself. Your liver renews itself. Your skin renews itself. Your hair, your fingernails, it all renews itself. And you know that's true because you see the leaves fall off the tree and next cycle they renew. You see the cycle renewal process. I trusted the GPS, and sure enough, I'm here faster than I would have been the other way that I was going to go. My point is, trust the process.
In half a mile, take exit 35C for Rehoboth CH Road toward Vandalia Road.
Trust God. Trust His universe to work it out. Oh no, they're gonna fire me. They're probably not. You're probably imagining that. And even if they did, there's another job out there.
Take exit 35C, then turn left onto Rehoboth Church Road.
If that job is not your calling, something else is your calling. Everybody has a calling in life. Something they enjoy more than anything else. And some people have two or three callings in life.
Turn left onto Rehoboth Church Road, then turn left onto Greenhaven Drive.
Usually your calling just comes easy. It just flows. You know, when you're learning it, it just starts. It just flows because it's just your calling. In other words, if somebody would have told me when I was...
Take the next left onto Greenhaven Drive.
10, that you were going to be a service tech, maintenance tech, I'd have said, what are you talking
about? Continue on Greenhaven Drive for half a mile.
But if I look back when I was 10... I was back there fixing the dryer for my mom. The little heating element went out, and somehow or another I knew to fix that dryer like that. How did I know that? I don't know. It was already being shown. How could I know to fix the little heating element? This is before the internet. This is before cell phones. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? It was already prepared, even your calling in life. But if you get out of God's will and you try to do something
in a quarter mile, turn left onto Lindhaven Drive.
You're not going to be happy until you get in your calling, in your position, in your place, because it was already set. The script was already written. You're ripped from the script. You're ripped from the script. R-I-P-T. Everything's ripped from the script.
Take the next left onto Lindhaven Drive, then your destination will be on the left.
Before the foundation of the world, because it was written, and when he was down here 2,000 years ago, he walked the path for you. And he actually walked the path before Abraham and all them, because he wrote the script. I got somebody blocking my driveway at my rental property. Bizarro.
Your destination is on the left.
Always something strange happening, ain't it? All right. That's video 2 of 2. The path has already been walked.